Listening Library presents The Chestnut King by Andy Wilson. Read for you by Russell Horton. Prelude. In a world tangled in places with this one, both near and far from where we stand, near and far from where our grandfathers are standing as children, near and far from our past, from our now, from our never, there are two seas separated only by a long and strong belt of land. To the north, the belt widens and a continent divides the waters. To the south, another. But here, the two seas mingle in rivers and canals, in inlets and streams, in the bodies of fish and water beasts that creep through the mazes from sea to sea. Here there is a city possessing the channels and canals, possessing the seas and the lands both north and south. Here the streets wind like tangled veins, carrying the lives of thousands with their pulsing. Here there are walls built on walls, built on walls built on forgotten kings and wars, and countries and cast-up coral bones. Streets and houses and gardens nest on the broad-backed stone and overlook the sprawling waters. Here there are palaces and temples heaped up to kings and empresses and gods, known to the dead, forgotten by the living. In this city, great gates open to the lands both north and south, and greater sea gates, broader and taller than five-tiered galleys, shelter harbors both east and west. Here, in the center of this city, with rounded stone peaks and shaded fountains,